Tommy Media Group continues to grow to new heights because of our loyal fan base and incredible sponsors. You followed us on our affiliate Hami Media Group channels for all of our awesome shows, including South Park Reviews, NFO Star Wars and the Academy Star Trek Reviews, The Horror Junkyard, and all of our affiliate programming. We will continue to bring you the best in wrestling, conspiracy, and alternative media. Thank you for supporting our sponsors, subscriptions, sending bits, and promotion of the Hameen Media Group platform. Add both Hacker Hameen and Hameen Media Group on your iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and YouTube feeds. Thank you to the following sponsors. Zordos Olive Oil. Zordos Olive Oil is the finest artisan Greek olive oil on the market today. It's also the perfect holiday gift. You can make your family's favorite holiday recipe, and they'll say it's the best thing they've eaten all year. It's imported. It's ultra-premium Greek olive oil, and it's available now at ZordosOliveOil.com. Again, that's ZordosOliveOil.com. Zordos Olive Oil. Taste the difference for yourself. The Coffee Broasters at TheBroasters.com. A new 5-pound bag of Vince Russo Bro Coffee is here. Stock up before the next lockdown, bro. TheBroasters.com is the only place to get the limited edition Vince Russo Bro Coffee. Get up and have a cup of bro, bro. Exclusively from TheBroasters.com and RussoBrand.com. Use the official promo code BRO5LB when you place your order, and you'll save some money, bro. At Hameen Media Group, we're all about self-improvement. Improve your mind and body with Stevie Richards Fitness. Head over to StevieRichardsFitness.com and take control of your fitness with Stevie's resistance band programs. These programs have been set up for every level of fitness. You can also try the brand new Stevie Richards Yoga Program to make sure your flexibility and balance improve so you can feel your best. Visit StevieRichardsFitness.com today and build a better you. ProWrestlingTees.com, the best way to support your favorite independent wrestlers, podcasts, and hosts from the Hami Media Group and Russo brand is to get their official merchandise exclusively at ProWrestlingTees.com. Support all of the great Hami Media Group talent by visiting their Pro Wrestling Tees stores, such as the Greek God Papadon, BWO Stevie Richards, Big Sal under SEG Shirts, Chris Silvio, the superstar himself, and of course, Bin Hameen, your law. Hey, Infidel. You want to become an official HMG operative? Well, now's your chance. Just follow us on Twitter at Hameen Media Group, shoot us a request, and we'll send you the invite link so you can join the brand new private Discord server under Hameen Media Group. You can also join us on Facebook in the Hameen Media Discussion Group and interact with the entire HMG Army. Play along in the Pick'em Challenges, hang out in the watch-along threads, and interact with the HMG hosts. You can also check out all of HMG's Conspiracy Horseman propaganda on our Instagram by following us at Hameen Media Group. Like, follow, and share, or be destroyed! Once again, thank you to all of our sponsors, subscribers, followers, guests, producers, and hosts of Hameen Media Group. 2.2 million downloads for Hameen Media Group is all because of your efforts and support. Now, let's get to the main event.
But the girls were mad fly, lounging with the tipster, cooling with Sha, scoping out the honeys, they know who they are. I was the b-ball playing, fly rhyme saying, fly girl getting, but never was I sweating, cause when it came to honeys, I would go in a stroke, until I met my match. Her name was Flo. Yeah, I messed around with the one called Flo. All the troopers round the way used to call her a hoe. But deep down in my heart, I knew that Flo was good to go, cause I thought it was me, like Belle Biv DeVoe. But little did I know that she was playing with my mind. The only thing I've learned is good girls are hard to find. I feel like Heavy D, I need somebody for me. Not someone whose mind is blank, you're trying to juice before my banks. Swinging with my main man, Lucky behind my back. What type of crap is that? Yo, how's about a smack? Word life, I can't front. Thought I was all that. But now it seems, I've met my match. I was a stone cold lover. You couldn't tell me jack. Settling down with one girl, wasn't trying to hear that. I had Tanya, Tamika, Sharon, Karen, Tina, Stacy, Julie, Tracy. Used to love them, leave them, skeeze them, tease them, find them, lose them, also abuse them. My whole attitude.
Jah, the Biggie Stomp Jah, high as a motherfucking helicopter. And that's right, infidels, we're going to take it all the way up to bring it back down again. Watch out from the skies. It's the attack of the conspiracy horseman, double White Claw tonight. It's going to be a live show. Y'all. Man, I feel so many emotions just when you say they can do it all with a look. GGP looks like he's ready to go out in the street with both guns and do a showdown with anybody who looks at him the wrong way in the bar. Big Sal's creeping while he's sleeping outside your window, making sure, hey, what do you got cooking for tomorrow? I might come over there and get a little bit of that before I go into hibernation. And Stevie Cool, well, he's Christmased out and ready to jingle all night long, baby. I'm Dungeon. It's Hacker Hameen. It's the Conspiracy Horseman. And everybody is ready to fucking tear in to some news and views and some conspiracy, just like you are tomorrow, you fat infidel morons. Or you already have, if this is Friday anyway. But y'all, Stevie, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. And Merry Christmas to Gavin Newsom. I bought two over 10-pound turkeys in your honor the other day, sir. GFI, go fuck yourself, Gavin Newsom, and each and every one of you.
We'll see how many people you got over there. Sales going door-to-door, checking, making sure that you guys don't have more than 10 at a time, four in a room. There'll be no singing. There'll be no Greek dancing.
Nope. And anything over 5 pounds, I collect, confiscate, bring back to Shemp.
Shemp is
what we're doing.
He's
the marshal in the area.
The goddamn Bumpus Dogs, you never know what they're going to pull next. GGP, what's going on? Unload.
Where do I begin?
Better get it done by 10 o'clock. Curfew.
For that COVID hits.
I think it's time to watch the world burn, boys.
It's all done.
Yeah, it's done. It's done. We're fucked. We're fucked. I can't stand anybody anymore. I'm in one of my fucking moods. God forbid the fucking the room starts to act up. I'll verbally rape each and every one of them. So all you people know your fucking role and just watch the show and wake the fuck up.
All right. I want to set it off with a
probably a bad time to say I'm going to go back to WWE.
Good for you.
I'm going to set it off with the promo of the week, I thought. Man, hopefully this is the right tab. Let me see. Notifications. Yeah, it should be. This was pretty damn good, man. I got to put this guy over.
Oh, yeah.
First, we need sound.
Like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class, and that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
And that is why Zack Ryder is over.
See what happens when you do Stevie Richards Fitness? See what happens to you?
That's another side effect. You get you actually get a critical thinking. The blood to your brain starts flowing.
And bleach tips.
The bigger they trap more blood in your traps, your brain is getting more blood flow, and you're woke.
I need to add that to that disclaimer PDF. The disclaimer PDF is around 150 pages right now. I'm also only up with David Carradine and what's his name? Anthony Bourdain.
Right.
Red Bands. That's a whole 2 pages right there.
I'm not sorry about that at all, Sal. I got to give that promo of the week. That was a good 90-second breakdown of what a lot of people need to hear. There isn't much arguing in that argument to counterpoint that.
No, there is no counterpoint to that. That dude was spot on. And it's unfortunate that, you know, because he looks like a goof, that they're going to dismiss him. But
sure,
he was 100% accurate.
Yeah, it's like he's about to roll up on you at Lake Havasu on a Sea-Doo and fucking right. Promo.
Crush. What's up, ladies? Who needs the vitamin D, ladies? But he was right. He's right. Guy's right.
Yeah. GGP, I think we could probably get him as a tag partner across the border.
He could take the pin.
What are you thinking on that, man? That's pretty much right up your alley, too.
What, taking the pin?
No.
Sal said, he's spot on. And the problem is this. The guy looks like a goof, so everyone's going to write him off. But the other goofs that are on TV, they believe. We look at Fauci, he looks like a goof. We look at all the people who are in government, they look like they were stuffed in lockers and wedgied in high school, and now they're getting even because they have a little bit of power underneath within their grasp, underneath their thumb, and they're abusing it. And yet people are wanting to believe. So they come out, case in point, CDC, 2 million people are going to die. That's our initial analysis, which was dead wrong, no pun intended, right? And then what happens? They drop the statistics from their analysis showing that 1% of the population from the ages 65 years and older have died. 1%. And anyone younger than 65, it's less than 1%. The younger you go, the less it is, especially in children, to the point where it's like 0.00005 or six zeros, then like a number, whether it's 7, 3, 6, 5, whatever, percent. And what are we doing? We're fucking up the kids with their school. We're wearing masks like a bunch of fucking chooches in public. If you're not wearing a mask, oh my God, they look at you like you have leprosy. We got to stay away 6 feet. Yet the governor goes out in this state and that state and restaurants with a bunch of people not wearing masks. Another guy's out there partying with a bunch of models from Instagram. He doesn't post it on his Instagram, but the model posts it on hers like a twat that she is. Tags him on it. He gets busted. He apologizes. I mean, come on. We have fucking the Crypt Keeper herself in San Francisco shutting down businesses, beauty parlors, but gets caught going to a beauty parlor when she's not supposed to. Doesn't apologize and says, it was a setup. Go fuck yourself.
Well, this right? is what he's talking about. It's the complete ruling class. Do as I say, not as I do. It's my rules are for you. They're not for me.
Not but it's the fucking problem. The people need to all wake up. All you people out there need to fucking wake up and realize.
What does that mean, though? What does that mean to wake up?
It means look at the stone cold hard facts that are presented by the people that you are trusting that are contradicting their initial analysis that is cemented in your brains that they're telling you this COVID virus is going to kill you when it's not, when they prove it themselves. Statistically, they show it on their website that there's a 99% recovery rate. And the only people that are really getting affected by this are 65 and older. And that's a 1%. Mortality rate, 1% more people die of heart disease, of obesity, of getting hit by a fucking llama on a Tuesday during a fucking blue moon than this fucking thing. And yet, what are we doing? We're acting like a bunch of fucking idiots because nobody's staring. It's like going to a fucking concert or to an event or even a wrestling show. And no one wants to be the first one to clap because they're afraid they're going to be the only one to clap. So they won't clap. That's exactly what's going on right now in society. And all you fuckers need to wake up and realize that if we get back to business the way it's supposed to be, maybe the economy won't crumble. I mean, look at the logic we're dealing with. You guys can't eat inside a restaurant. So what are you going to do? You buy this big ass tent and you put everyone out inside the tent on the outside. So you can't eat inside together, but you can eat enclosed outside. You guys can't go inside a big warehouse and go shop. So you got to stand online outside and wait your turn to get into a store, into a bank, whatever the case may be. Oh, you guys can't sing because the virus travels more when it sings. Oh, 10:01, you're going to get sick. 9:55, you're okay. You got 5 minutes before you get sick. You got to get home before you turn into a fucking pumpkin like Cinderella. Come on, man. There's no logic.
You are pointing out everything true, but we're still dancing around it. What does waking up to hold them accountable mean? Stevie, what does that mean?
Oh, taking them out. Take them all out. Fuck that. String them up by the fucking bootstraps to take them all out.
I mean, 2 weeks ago, you were is going to happen to these people, and why even bother?
Nothing is going to happen. That's the problem because no one's waking up.
Well, what is that? Like, it's easy to go hang them, shoot them, do whatever, right? Like, but what is the movement of making, of dethroning the masters really look like?
The people need to come together. Everybody needs to come together and realize that there's a shit lot more of us.
How do you manage that? See,
all right, hang on. I got to jump in on this.
Now, guys, I hate to interrupt, but I opened the wrong. Truly, I wanted to save the black cherry for second. I don't know what to do.
Jim, real
problem.
We'll fix them.
Keep them 6 feet apart so you don't mix them up.
Yeah, I got to drink these before 10 p.m.
Otherwise, they will knock on your door.
Dude, I was just going to interject real quick. The everything is silly, silly, silly. Then. Absolute in your face martial law with a curfew. That's it. When you explain to me the virus begins at 10:01 p.m., you're imposing martial law.
Right.
That's the only thing.
It's just rebranded.
It's rebranded.
It's just
The lockdown is now going to be called a pause. Friendlier. Go ahead, though. I just wanted to say that everybody should wake up to the curfew. If nothing else, fuck the curfew.
I've said this before. If you are a full functioning adult and you don't see something wrong with any of this, you have a fucking issue.
Sal, give me
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones right here.
Whole thing is everybody's coming down. We're going to have a pause. We're going to wait. We're going to have a pause. We're going to have maybe smoke some pop Stevie Richards because I got butterflies in my stomach. I don't get butterflies often, but I get them from Stevie Richards sometimes. I want to smoke pot with him. I want to smoke pot with Stevie Richards.
He's like Alex. He's not listening to me. The answer 1984 is 17. I think he shouted on Piers Morgan. The answer
1984 is 1776. Yeah, pal. Goddamn right it is.
Look, we can sit here, we can joke about it all we want and try to make light of the situation, but the situation within itself is very, very scary.
Yeah, because who's the Delta Force leader that's going
to
take out?
But that's my point I wanted to get to. The same as we made a little goof on Area 51 and they're all going to raid, and then fucking it was Wormser who was going to run out front going, I got it. And first guys, and he gets mowed down, and everybody just takes a step back and goes, oh, he was fucked up, that kid. That's the same thing. Nobody wants to step out. And as far as unity, that's where I feel like I'm going to take the GGP role and go, not going to happen, because people can't even get on the same fucking side about wearing a mask. People will turn around and judge you and go, well, I got a mask from Amazon, and it has filters, so I'm way better than you, and you just don't care about society. You're a fucking evil man because you're not even showing compassion for your fellow man who's vulnerable to the... You might be fine, GGP, but what about the old people who are out there?
Well, it's very simple, okay? The logistics of this thing that transpired, the COVID... Initially, we had no idea what was going on, so we took our best efforts to try to be very careful in the beginning. Now we know exactly what's going on. It's a mutated gene, a virus that was released into the public. allegedly from a bat, but obviously that wasn't the case. Now, vitamin D, zinc, sunlight, strong immune system from exercise, all that suppresses this virus. Not kills it, but limits your chance of getting it. And what does the government do? They shut down the gyms. They make you stay inside. You can't come outside.
Chemtrails.
No sunlight. If you go get your vitamin C shots from certain doctors, the doctors get arrested. If you decide to go work out, you can't because the gyms are not open unless you have the SRFF 6 week, exactly 16 week resistance program. You know, look,
those are like bands in the sky.
Exactly. But what you need to realize
too.
What you need to realize is this. The children are the ones who are getting the most out of this and going to be more messed up because they're getting indoctrinated to learn how to conform at an early age. So 20 years from now, trying to make them conform is going to be a lot easier than us. And unfortunately for them, let them get sick. Let them get sick. They will build antibodies, but they don't want that happening. That's why they're closing the schools because they want to push this vaccine on everybody and get everybody vaccinated to the point now where they're having people talking about in the airline industry. Well, if you want international travel, you need a health passport. We're going to call it a freedom pass.
Airline plans COVID-19, quote, vaccination passports for international travel. Cruise industries plans on being docked for the foreseeable future. Now that COVID vaccinations are completely late-stage trials and are plans being made for their distribution, airlines are now considering implementing vaccine passports to jumpstart their recovery. In Australia, the queen boss of Qantas, the country's largest airline, said that once a virus vaccine becomes widely available, his carrier will likely require passengers use it before they can travel abroad or land in Australia. Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce said he's been talking to his counterparts at the airlines around the world and possibly about the possibility of a vaccination passport for international travelers. Quote, we are looking at changing our terms and conditions to say for international travelers that we will ask people to have the vaccination before they get on the aircraft, Joyce told the Australian Network 9 television. So sidebar right here. That means they'll have it in the airport in case you haven't, so they can get you right there so you can get on your plane. Going back to it, he said they were looking at ways to electronically verify that people have the necessary vaccine for the intended destination, a difficult task. We talked about Luciferon from MIT. Quote, but certainly for the international visitors coming out and people leaving the country, we think it's a necessity. Stevie?
Well, I mean, they already said that the first vaccination isn't going to be effective. There might be two. Then if you do get the vaccinations,
need to get a card.
You're still going to need to wear a mask. Oh, they're going to do the contact tracing. They're going to have proof. Ticketmaster's already miraculously laid down this foundation for concerts, which haven't even come back. I mean, everybody's seemingly moving at a lightning fast pace right now.
Let me continue here and I'll go to Sal. Global Airlines lobby IATA is working on a mobile app that will help travelers demonstrate their coronavirus status, joining a push to introduce so-called COVID passports as vaccines for disease near approval. The travel pass will display the test results together with proof of inoculation, as well as listing national entry rules and details on the nearest labs. The International Air Transport Association said Monday the app will also link to an electronic copy of the holder's passport to prove their identity. A test program will begin with British Airways parent IAGSA later this year before arriving on Apple devices. In the first quarter in Android from April, IATA said travelers will be able to share their status with border authorities or present QR code for scanning.
You notice there's no if in that whole fucking thing. It may just happening. It's going down quicker than Armand at a fucking Justin Bieber concert.
It's unfortunately going to be – this is what we're planning. And then it'll be, hey, this is great. We get to implement this sooner than we expected. And they're gonna positive spin it. And hey, this is gonna be great, guys. we get to lay this out sooner than we expected.
And everybody's like, oh, cool. I know the bonuses too. They're gonna make it like a fast pass at Disney. As a matter of fact, that's probably gonna be the new fast pass. You get in their concert quicker, the game. Also, if you're vaccinated, you get 10% off anything at NFLshop.com. you see what I mean? They're gonna just start data mining and
if you have that sales. If you have your quick pass, your freedom pass, you can jump right on and you can get anything on the WWEshop.com. Just use
Freedom Pass. You can almost travel like it was before the virus. Almost.
That's international. Now let's take it to a national level.
Well, they already have that kind of going on when you leave New York or New Jersey and you come back. You're quarantined. So now it's really interstate travel. It's not official. It's not a vaccination. It's not a passport. But we already have real ID. Real ID is already imprinted on all our driver's licenses. It's been like that for since 9/11. So it's already there.
And now when you cross state borders and come back, it's going to be instant generation of a house arrest warrant, relabeled whatever you want to call it, for 14 days. And it will be electronically submitted to your police. And they will do drive-bys by your house every day to make sure the cars are there. And if they're not, they'll be tracked to where it is based on cameras all over, from your street lights to whatever is going down. The entire grid is now lit at this point of full prison planet.
I did a really quick, someone talked about not much talk of boosting the immune system.
How about 5G tearing it down? Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, man, I'm just going to give it a little simple thing that I have to be very cryptic with Instagram stories and other things, because initially I put up about zinc, vitamin D, exercise, plenty of rest, almost like a thing morphed into like an ad, and they removed my ad. They kept saying, cannot post Instagram story, cannot post Instagram story. This was before all the election stuff too.
Yeah.
And I deleted it. And then I reposted another story thinking Instagram's down, instantly went up. Just your general run-of-the-mill cat picture. Lester, the big tech is a big fan of Odin. That's all I can say.
Stay in your lane, Strangler Steve told me to tell you to follow him on Instagram because he just posts pictures of his cat, so you'll like his feed.
Jesus Christ. Steve King. Can't wait for that. I'll be right back, guys.
Steve, I'm not sure if it's under Steve King or Strangler Steve. I can't remember. But that just sparked it there. Final paragraph. However, it appears the hard hit cruise industry is docked until 2021. Sorry, AEW fans. And plans to rely on COVID testing and social distancing. Quote, cruise lines are not expected to start sailing in the U.S. again until January 2021 at the earliest, taking away the financial boost of families traveling during the holidays. For cruise lines to start operating again, they'll have to implement a new requirement set in place by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Ships will be required to have coronavirus testing on board. The passengers will also be expected to participate in social distancing. Quote, all ships are going to have an area for quarantining. There will be more medical staff on board, a lot of sanitizing limits in the elevators. With these new requirements planned for cruise lines in the new year, Sinardi hopes to see the industry grow again.
So does that mean all the marks get their money back for Jericho's Bruise Cruise?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. He might take it and run.
That's like a boat with a whole bunch of viruses on it. I want to keep that ship sailing.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about COVID. I'd worry about STDs more.
No, you have to worry about STDs less than COVID on that. Yeah. What are you doing? And then maybe a little bit of, you know, a shortage of Vaseline or whatever. I mean, or I love wrestling fan jokes. dude, people are going to pay for the right to be treated like this. Like, I'm going to go on a cruise and I'm going to be allowed to have a little bit of fun.
And all they're going to say is the one time you slip and now you're stuck in your lockdown quarantine zone on this cruise. So now you've just spent your 2 weeks in a four room bubble with you and the other foreign kids that they didn't want to invite to the party.
Oh, man.
See, this is what I mean. There's a lot of people out there when I talk to them about this, they always agree. Now, I don't know if they're just saying that because They don't want to start a conflict within the conversation. They don't want an argument. They don't want to seem stupid, so they'll disagree to anything. But they all say the same thing. Yeah, you're right. This is bullshit. This is nonsense. The government's full of it. Yet they're also the same people that go along with everything because they don't want to shake, to make any noise or rattle any cages. And that's the problem. That's the problem. If we go along just because, hey, you know, I don't want to be the only one. You're not the only one. You see it. Someone else is going to see it. Then the other person is going to see it. And then guess what? A trend starts. And then if 20 million people don't wear their masks, we don't have to wear masks anymore.
Well, you're
because the threshold's already been crossed.
Yeah, you're talking about an axe. You're talking Henry David Thoreau. You're talking Gandhi. You're talking acts of civil disobedience. And when they try and do it at Target and then it gets made fun of to become fodder and memes and shit like that. Okay. Right. What is the organized effort to seriously do this and spit in the face of the New Jersey governor who's there with his family eating while people are going, you fucking asshole, you know, while they're there and it's exposed. Wow. Big news coming in, you guys, from our own Colin Weisong. Proof that from the National Enquirer, they've got it out there that Hoover ordered JFK murdered.
So, excellent.
So a reliable source.
Better late than never.
Finally.
Here's the thing with that, though. I just was going to make a joke that they would probably kill 20 million people, shoot them, and then get the bonuses off of saying they died from COVID.
Well,
but, dude, okay, it's so- like this. Here's where it's going to go. And here's the really scary part. Pennsylvania, Sal, did they officially pass the in-house mask mandate? Because I know that was bouncing around.
No, it's just not allowed. With six people, you're allowed six, and you can't travel into Jersey. And that's, you have to 14 days coming back in.
But people they were talking over about people wearing masks in their own home, right?
Not that
how is this fucking possible? When you pay my mortgage, you pay my bills, and you can then tell me what to do.
Oh, they will. They will, though, because they're going to give you a universal basic income. So they are going to pay your bills. They are going to make you completely.
But then now they're not. Now they're not. That's what I'm talking about.
You're not stressed enough yet. You're not broke yet.
I want to have 20 freaking people in my house for a holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving, Christmas, Kwanzaa, doesn't matter. Whatever the case may be, they can't tell me no. They can't tell me I can't sing in my own house. They can't tell me that you need to be inside by 10 o'clock. Are you out of your goddamn mind?
No. But you see what they don't.
They work for us.
But they don't have to come out and tell you that. They have to hope your neighbors call because they don't like the noise.
They're the real police. There it is. There
it is. Now you have broken a law. That's where the problem is. It's not them. They're not the bad guys. They're trying to protect you, man. It's now.
They pass the heat onto the sheep. I get it.
Exactly. Let you guys kill each other. So here's the other scary part. The other side of this is if people want to get up and they want to riot, they want to throw down the shackles, they want to grab the whip from the cracker master. And I don't know if I could say that because I'm a heterosexual white male. But.
Really?
I am. Uh-huh. I am. It's true. I read it somewhere on the internet.
You won.
So now the whole thing is you want to step up and you want to throw off the fucking yoke of oppression. They're going to turn around and say, well, that's what all the riots were about. That's what all those things were about. They were about tired people, tired of being oppressed. They were tired of it. That's why. That's what all of that was about. All of that is now forgiven because we have to unify to overthrow this awful, awful, awful thing that they're doing to us.
And what is that?
The other half of those assholes are going, no, they're not wearing masks. They're part of the problem. You don't care about humanity as a whole.
Are we talking about a social movement, Sal, to buck this in a Gandhi kind of way? Or are we talking about The Rock? Not the movie star, the movie The Rock, where they take over the penitentiary and it's the fucking, you know, jilted super Delta Force with the weapons clearance to do it. And we have a real coup d'etat or do we just keep continuing down this road to massive, massive,
that's what's so unfortunate going to happen.
But it's feudal. It's the new feudalism. It's a complete.
It is. Yeah, we're going back into serfdom. You're not a slave. You're a serf. You're allowed on this area because I'm allowing it. Mm-hmm. You know, you're paying me off. And that's what your mortgage is there for. That's what you're running on the hamster wheel for. So, unfortunately, that I hate having to say that. I hate being the one to kind of fucking go, oh, well, you know, nothing is going to happen. You know, we bust GGP's balls when he's like, there's no long game, fuck you. And we're all like, haha, whatever. But this is what it's going to take because nobody wants to step up and be first. Nobody wants to take the first punch to the face. Okay. And, you know, and unfortunately, that punch to the face may come as your assets locked up. Your Mac card doesn't work now. Mac card, Jesus. Your ATM card doesn't work anymore. You know, like, so look at Steve. He's like, I remember Mac cards.
I do.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's not about, you know, oh, I want to be the brave guy to run out in front and take the first bullet that started the war. That's not that guy anymore. Now it's, all right, guys, well, we had a good time here and I look great on the internet. I'm going to go home and oh shit, my shit's not working. Oh, fuck. Oh, I lost my job. Oh, fuck. My YouTube's cut off. Oh, shit. My Facebook's canceled. That's what it's going to be.
Self-driving car won't start.
Yeah, man. It's that. That's what it's going to be.
I want to give you the – oh, God. I forgot already. I'm only half one in.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, this guy is lit.
I had a good point. I'll have to come back to it. No, I really – it's very –
And taking away what Sal was talking about, how the tracking system will take away. That's what you've been put over plenty of times, Stevie. We've had that conversation even outside of the horse.
I think what we're doing, what's going on right now is exactly what they want to do. Obviously, they keep saying there's not enough cops and they don't see what we see, that it's going to be rewards to citizens to report these people that are violating all the rules. They're putting you in danger. It's the old, the really fat lady in the scooter with the mask on telling the big jacked guy that he's putting her health at risk by not wearing a mask.
Right.
She can't even stand on her own. Then what's going to happen is exactly what Sal said. This is you guys may or may not believe in it, but this is total market beast type stuff. Buy, sell, trade, live. Social media scores are a part of that too. It all ties into a lot of stuff, whether you're a believer or not, into a system. So, Ben, you refer to the Bible sometimes.
Sure.
Whatever it might be, somebody put that in there, whether it was a higher being, whether it was a
hard lesson learned through many generations of fucking up.
What I'm saying right now is the mark of the beast is really what we're looking at right now, and a social media score coming very quickly from China. If you think it's everything else has happened here was in China, you don't think the social media score is next? That's that marketed beast type stuff. Interpret it however you want. I'm sure Papa and I agree that's what we believe in, but it doesn't matter. It's the same end result of control and literally starving people out who won't go along with your agenda.
Yeah, through every means, through travel and whatnot. So just to, you know, quick, because we have as many guns as we want to. And Chris Rock did the bullet control bit. That's quickly becoming a supreme reality, trying to find rounds and getting guns isn't as much of a problem. Getting bullets is. But we don't advocate violence like that. Not at this point anyway. It's for self-defense. If you're in a tough situation. So how do we do a Gandhi or William David Thoreau civil disobedience? Just since I saw that, you know, the toll booth takers be snuffed out in one weekend and all their jobs gone, and it was just kind of swept under the rug and not a big, you know, you'd think you'd see them out there, you know, with signs and whatnot, doing strike and shit before that was going to happen, but nope. So now we have this full digital control system. So as I sit here looking at these debunked 3D printers, how can you create something quick as a servo, just like a remote control car, that lowers a shield in front of my license plate. So when it takes my picture, they have no idea, because right now that supposedly in the car that I have, they can't, it's not being tracked by any like Bluetooth or anything. I don't have any of that shit in my truck. Right. So that's the only way they have to do that. And before I get off the highway, when I'm back, I bring it back. So when I see cops on the highway, it's not blocked. I go to get off the highway. I never have to pay. I found a way to trick the system as an FU to the Lord's taxes. And I didn't go up and strap some C4 to the cameras and do any damage. You know what I mean? It's acts like that of innovation to get around their little traps, I think, is the first step of how to do it, instead of turning people stooges against stooges by doing anti-masking. Am I off on that? What else do you guys think about that, man?
That's, you know what, those are minor victories. Those are personal victories. Okay. And that's, you know, that's cool. You're going to have that forever. You can say, oh, well, I've been doing this for months, until a cop says, well, what's the servo arm? Now you get a ticket for it, or worse. Okay. Yeah. The day they catch you with it, or the day the cop says, what the fuck is this? All right. Terrific. But you had your win until that point. That didn't do anything for the masses. Okay. Aside from a fun little, oh man, that was awesome the way he fucked him when somebody posts it on Facebook.
Wait till wait till we put the ad on WorldStar and we start selling them 2,000, 3,000 at a time sale.
But here's the thing. You know what that's going to be? That's going to be, then you're going to get some fucking scumbag drug dealer who robbed a bank, who fucking shot somebody, and now the little thing comes down over his fucking license plate. You know what I mean? And again, that's the John McAfee thing. Well, criminals will use it. Well, criminals use guns. Okay, you're right. 100%. I agree with you. You're right. 100%. You take a go. But that's, again, those are personal victories. Those aren't things that are going to unite the people. The people are the ones who they're going to need to just, like, that whole thing in California when the guy was, when the governor's like, all right, 10 o'clock, all these people, they, you know, they're meeting up for the recall rally. Arrest them. And the cops went, no, we're not arresting them. And they sat there and they let the people protest peacefully. There was no riots. There was no hate speech. Nobody threw things at cops. And they let it go. And the cops sat in cars and they waved at everybody. And I'm like, cool, do what you're doing. You're doing it peacefully. Go on. And the governor was like, oh, but they're congregating. And they're like, yeah, fuck off. It's their right. They're allowed to do it. That's what needs to be. You need to have people who are willing to say, no, come on, man, you can't. It's now you are violating your constitution. The thing that you were elected, you piece of shit, to uphold. You're violating that by coming down on these people. I'm not going to be your arm for that. Those are the people who do need to step up first. And they, you know what, there's repercussions. And now it goes back to, well, you know what, I can't jeopardize my family. Because now we go back to that emotional part. And that's where we'll never get the uniting, because
I just want to put you, because you're on this road. This is like not Steve McQueen. I know you are an avid follower. I'm not trying to smash on you hard here, but this is a mindset that I got a big issue with, because this is where you've been, and it's not a Duke Boys type thing. Don't people use back roads anymore to avoid cops? That's also how you avoid paying toll booths. So now I have to avoid the quickest route because I live in fear of persecution or taxation, that I have to out trick them and go a different way out of my way, when, like that guy said in the opening promo, they work for us. Now it's me running through their little rat race.
Your money paid for that road. Your money paid for that fucking toll.
Taxation.
And if you're going UBI, or if you're going any kind of income, you're spending that much more wear and tear on your vehicle, that much more in gas money. You're losing out, and they're just like, whatever. Yeah. One will slip through here and there. We don't care.
But like, I mean, like,
they're going to change the Constitution, by the way, guys. Sal, you're talking about the Constitution.
Yes.
They've already openly even on mainstream media and saying, we need to change the Constitution where you cannot say ever anything you want. You can't. We have to amend that. And, you know, Nancy Brown and everybody, that's great, because I'm only thinking of Trump, who hasn't even said two words in how long. Hasn't said anything. Stock market hit 30,000. It's the only time the guys come out to say mostly anything.
Wait till it goes to 33, then it tanks.
It's coming.
I think it needs to go to 33 and a third. But we're at 82 strong here at twitch.tv/conspiracyhorseman. And I mean YouTube channel. It's GGP. It's Big Salala and Stevie Five getting you jacked because you're going to be putting all that pie in your mouth tomorrow. Yeah, baby.
Chainsaw's coming
over. Kraken is DOD cyber warfare program. We are at war. Holy radar. That's the Kraken. Who knew it was a Defense Department cyber warfare program? It tracks systems and acquires evidence of nefarious activities and crimes committed by the deep state. When Sidney Powell stated that she has released the Kraken, most of us thought of Clash of the Titans and cheered for her gutsy remark. She never blinked and held a stern, serious face when she said it. She wasn't joking, and now we know why. The Kraken is a Defense Department cyber warfare program that tracks and hacks various other systems to acquire evidence of nefarious actions by the deep state. President Trump and the loyal patriots in the military and space command now have all the evidence of voter fraud and the election-related treason. This will be used against the enemies of America. These are, you know, the Marshall Report, not WordPress, so we're propaganda, but that was interesting. Released the Kraken, everybody popped for it, and now today this puts out the EMBM network for the, you know, hacking, all that kind of shit. There's even a Kraken crew patch that is for the whatever squad that does that, as every military has their own. And go to the Marshall Report and check out that as well. It goes pretty deep into it, man. Sal, I think you would like this, actually. It's a pretty dope patch, right?
I need to get one.
Kraken crew?
Yeah.
Tight. So
I think me and Chuck need those patches immediately. Stat.
You know, we whatever it was, what was the one with Millie Weaver? Shadowgate?
Yeah, what happened to that documentary?
Yeah, you know, we kind of discredited the day of, and then she did a part two, and it didn't fly, I guess maybe because of the smear campaign on the first one. We also had Cambridge Analytica, you know, what is the next level of this type of stuff that's been weaponized against the American public, and is it untrackable at this time the way they're doing it?
It's horseshit. That's what it is. Utter fucking horseshit. It's more of that QAnon nonsense, long game bullshit. If they actually had evidence showing that there's election fraud, why would they be posting it on the internet? Why would they not be talking about it as a surprise in the court of law to catch the other people with their pants down? You know what I'm saying? This way they can win. And if Trump really did win the election, could prove it to the American people and say, here. Or better yet, why doesn't Trump have a press conference and say, you know what? You may not like me because for whatever reason, you guys think I'm an asshole. But AB3, I have the evidence that there was fraud. And here it goes. 1, 2, 3. On all the news stations at all the same time, presidential conference, they'll have to show it. There's no way they can deny it. And then when that's in the limelight, people can go, oh, shit. Biden didn't win. There was fraud. Fuck, we have 4 more years of this guy. But they're not. It's the long game because of us, the Patriots. Fuck the Patriots. Fuck it, Tom Brady. Fuck Belichick. Fuck them all, dude. Seriously, this, I don't need a Snickers, Armand. You need a cock sandwich. Shut the fuck up. Okay? What you need to realize is if this is at all true, why are you showing it on the internet, on all of these conservative sites? Why is it not being brought to the limelight by the president himself? Stevie said it best. He hasn't said 2 fucking words. This lady was on Facebook. They changed Biden from president-elect back to politician. Okay. This is what I'm talking about. Everyone thinks they know. Everybody thinks they know because they read an autobiography or they watched the shoot tape. Now they know. They know how the sausage is made. Guys, none of you fucking idiots know anything. Not a goddamn thing. We think we know. We don't even fucking know. You think you're going to know? You're listening to us. Wake up. Wake up, people. You guys are all a bunch of fucking retards. Anyway.
I want to just say, yeah, we have no idea. Nobody has any idea. I think we need to remind people when we talk about Trump and Biden and all these different labels on these parties or these teams that we still do know because of what we see in the theater that's being played out that there's somebody probably above them and there might even be people above that person, the smart workers that never get seen or heard from. And what we are really looking at is reality TV. And yeah, the Kraken, the Cambridge Analytica, all these different things. It's scary in a way because if it is everything it's made out to be, then we are living in an idiocracy. And as proven by the gentleman who got attacked by those two or three people outside the bar and eventually had to shoot one of them after two warning shots and he killed him. And the DA says, hey, this was self-defense. And the mob rule, the court of public opinion from like The Simpsons where the mob rule comes out. And no, I just read that.
Listen, hold on, Stevie.
But I'm saying is like the mob rule reversed an official court decision based on evidence from a video. We can go deep down the rabbit hole and say every single thing that we're showing on mainstream media to make us feel one way or the other is a complete psyop. Conspiracy is the conspiracy.
Yes, that sounds
crazy, but we have to back off from all of it. Trump is just that there's no baby faces. There's no innocent victims. There's nobody that got screwed. For all we know, 2016, the same exact shit with Dominion happened that's happening now. It's just now it's somebody else's favorite and not the favorite of the conservatives. They all have to go.
You're right. Listen, I want to retract my statement. I want to say I'm sorry that I used the word retarded. It's not fair to those people who are actually special needs, mentally handicapped. So I take that back. Okay, growing up in the 80s and the 90s, using the word retarded meant you were stupid, silly, whatever. And it's just lingo. But now you use that lingo, people get offended. And I don't want to actually offend anybody who's mentally challenged or mentally handicapped. So instead of retarded, I'm going to say you're all a bunch of fucking clowns. So I don't care about Bozo the Clown. Exactly.
Hey, I want to follow up with that too because somebody said something about Billy Ray. This is why I had a conversation with Billy Ray. I know we kid around about it, but I had a text conversation with Billy Ray this past week, and that's the thing. I stepped back and I said, even beyond the rib, and I told him, hey, it's just four wrestlers just messing around, and we'll hit each other just as hard, if not harder than that. I go, but it made me take a step back and look at it the way I just presented it. Because we started to act like anti-Biden, pro-Trump. Trump's going to save us. 4D chess, long game. Long game has been around since before we started this show in August from over 3 years ago. So we got to really step back and we're kind of acting sometimes like marks that don't know anything. Because we have hope. We're weaponizing our own hope in a way by saying, God, is it finally going to be time? Are we going to witness? We're witnessing all this shit in our life. Are we going to witness the turnaround? Well, we got to really step back and look at it objectively.
What happened to the watermarks that everyone was talking about a couple weeks ago?
On the ballots.
Yeah. What happened with that? Huh?
Where the fuck is this guy's laptop dump?
Which laptop? Wiener. Wiener's laptop. That the cops committed suicide for, these tough-ass NYPD cops that don't give a fuck. It really shook them that much that they had to commit suicide.
All right, then I got to stop. What does waking up and a call to action look like? What does it really look like? What does
want us to say it?
Okay. 1776, that's what it looks like, but in 2020, the population coming together for the greater of good and realizing that those that are put in power by us, for us, and not there.
I don't think control us.
Hold on. Because the Constitution, listen, you're not asking me. You're not asking me what you think. You're just asking me what it looks like. Sure. That's what it has to be. All of us coming together, one giant mob, and taking down the people that need to be taken out. Case in point, you can get a million people to march for a certain cause. Well, let's get 10 million people to come and take and drag the people out of the White House, out of the governor's mansion, out of the mayor's house, whatever, in any state, and make this thing right. Because let's face it, we do have enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Yeah.
So that's the case in point. We need to come together, because it's kind of weird that 1% of the population on this planet has 99% of the wealth, yet the other 99% of the wealth has 1% of the 99% of the population has 1% of the wealth, and they're fighting for that 1%, scratching, clawing, and fighting each other for it, while the other 1% with the 99% of wealth are laughing at us. So maybe it's time there is a revolution. Not a revolution where people go shooting everyone and killing everybody, but everyone coming together and kicking the door down on the fourth floor, and all you heard was, "Biggie, don't hit me no more."
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't kick in the door and not ready to do what needs to be done, because they're going to be strapped up with their fucking bodyguards, and then it's going
then
down.
It's self-defense. Then it's self-defense.
Well, when you kick in the door, it's not self-defense. It's a fucking full-on assault. And I like the visual of the Simpsons with the fucking town with the torches and the fat pitchforks. But that us coming together, not going to happen. GGP, it's not going
to happen. I know happen. It's not going to happen. So, I'm not being delusional.
I'm not saying that, but I'm not saying so. That's not the thing. The motion is right. There's plenty of other ways to skin a cat. So what? Talk about the weapons we just had. We have Ghislaine Maxwell, deaths to be uncovered and hold people accountable, laptops, two of them, Chinese stooges that we could easily get from the Wuhan labs.
All right, let's be realistic here. Ben, I love you to
death. It's about a targeted propaganda strike to expose all at one time, to tear them down. Nothing America likes more than a TMZ fuck you. And if you come out with it in the fucking, and like all of them got to go, and we can hold the process, and you combine that with whatever SEAL team you got to do to go in and hold the Oval Office for 60 days while we're going to realign everything, that's precision course correction.
You just nailed it.
America.
Ben, you just took the big fucking nail and pounded it into the bullseye. America loves the big TMZ fuck you. All the facts aren't coming out on TMZ. The facts come out, or the propositions, all the what ifs, and we may have this, we may have that. All that comes out on the internet, not TMZ, so nobody knows about it. And the people who do know about it are the people like us and go, "Oh, by the way, hey, check this out, guys. This was said on the internet today." Oh, fucking conspiracy theorists.
Well,
and you automatically just wiped away.
It's not the leak through tweets. I'm talking about a precise propaganda campaign set to unfold and come in like a nuke. That there's no denying when you see
where
from Biden's, when you see Clinton's and whatever it is with Haiti and all that shit.
Bro. To take a page out of fucking Vince Wilson, bro. Look, when the game is rigged, the House always wins. The game is rigged. And the House is the government, the liberal left media, and the left. Okay? That's the House. Case in point. That stupid newscaster, the female, who said, "I had this story 3 years ago and it got pulled and I couldn't come out and talk about
Jeffrey Epstein." Well, she has more integrity. We have more integrity as journalists.
It doesn't matter. We have a laptop in the possession of the NYPD. It's been sitting there for over 2 years with circumstantial evidence, and no one's touching it with a 10-foot pole. Not being brought into the limelight. There was a laptop brought to us by a pawn shop, or I'm sorry, by a place where they fix computers, with the receipt, the signature on the receipt matches Hunter Biden's signature, where the lawyer of the Biden family asked for the laptop back, and they say it's not the Biden laptop. Then why would the lawyer want a stranger's laptop? You have pictures with him doing drugs. Oh, that's not him. You have watermarks and documents and timelines that only he and his father and other politicians within the inner circle are privy to, and they match up. But yet,
his business partner is missing.
But yeah, exactly. But here it goes. We bring it to the forefront, and the media kiboshes us. The Yakuza kick us right in the face, and they say, "Nah, don't bring that shit here. It's not on our side of the fence, so we're not going to report on it." So how are you going to get over if you're not allowed to climb the fence if they chop you at your knees? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to tell you. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we have all the evidence in the world. If we can't present it properly and we don't have a platform to present it on, what happens? Look, we have other OAN, Russian TV, all these other quote unquote independent news outlets that don't conform with what the mainstream media presents, and they're shunned upon as fake news automatically because it's gang pile on the rabbit. All the mainstream media outlets say it's fake news. Well, hell, 75, 85, 99% of the people out there can't be wrong if they're saying it, when they obviously are, because they're covering up their own agenda. So how are you going to win when the game is rigged? And that's exactly what's going on, dude. And that's what will continue to go on.
Precision strike, I think, is the way to go. Stevie, what do you got, any ideas?
Planet X.
I'm looking at some of the New York City stuff. I'm sure Pop and I saw how awesome the tree looks this year, the Rockefeller Center tree. And also there's something about the Thanksgiving Day parade being pre-taped, and they're keeping the people moving along. Is that true?
Yeah.
Pre-tape, why?
You're only allowed to have, like, I think the balloons have to be like 150 yards apart from each other, too. The big balloons.
Social distancing for balloons.
Yes. Well, yeah, it's the people who control them from below.
So what? They're going to edit it in post to make it seem like they're closer together to make the time go quicker?
Probably. There's probably some.
I can't wait for the piped in chants and all the crowd noise.
Well, why not? All the friggin' music's piped in. That's the worst thing there is to watch these. That for me as a performer, there's no lower point than watching these Disney performers on those floats lip syncing. Oh, it just makes me want to die, bro. That's the worst part of America, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
that's the worst part of America. Meth heads from Virginia represent me than fucking those people, those plastic fucking.
You know what? I'll tell you though. So my father being part of the union, wound up getting to walk behind the one who was fucking stupid cart, and he pressed her fucking buttons, and he got paid time and a half and holiday pay for it to walk out during the parade. So that to me, the parade is fucking awful and it's garbage, but that got to be a good Christmas because my old man got time and a half and holiday pay.
Sure.
For walking behind this broad, hitting her fucking go tape, you know, keeping it when her song was done playing, he had to start the other music on the big stupid honeypot that was behind her spinning. Because he's the only one who could do it because he was an electrician.
Really? we're in a very strange time. We have to watch that wrestling every week for the review show. And just this odd thing, and even watching the NFL and now the parades and all this stuff, I think I talked to you before about this, Ben. What is that called when you're trying to do this kind of psyop of there's no people, but there's crowd noise? Hey, you see the NFL stadium's empty, but it sounds like 80,000 people and everybody's supposed to believe this presentation. There has to be some sort of programming involved with that to condition you to think that that's normal.
I think the military op for it, name was WCW Thunder. I think they went with that early on.
It was isn't it
Pavlov's door?
Pavlovian, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Ring a bell and I'll salivate. How'd you like that? It's not necessarily full on Pavlovian conditioning, but you're talking about operant conditioning, creating a reality that's not there and getting a stimulus response from it. The stimulus response being normalcy and not having anxiety over there not being the normal football that you've been conditioned to, because the oral stimulus is enough to make sure, oral A-U-R-A-L, guys, that it's enough to calm you and put that dopamine effect in your mind that, hey, it's normal because it sounds that way. It's that I recognize it, you know, and I'm not going to panic or have a freak out because of it. So it's definitely about taking down the stimulus level of either pumping you up to make it feel normal or taking away the weirdness to keep you docile in a certain state.
Okay. Can't wait to apply for our podcast license in 2021 to be allowed to do this show either.
Yeah, you think you got fucking denied for TV shows? Wait till the fucking podcasting license comes. Denied, denied, denied.
So I'm interested to hear. I want to lay this out for you guys. Stevie and I kind of looked at some of these. I got to send more to Russo. But, you know, in the work of it all, this is very interesting. And it's more, we found the YouTube channel. Stevie, it's a full website. And you can go to the number 4 and then VKM, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, 4VKM.com, and check this out for yourself. But it's very interesting, very well done, very strange, and leaves a lot of questions. It's here's a not so short summary of what I see. So far, there's 14 videos. Their YouTube debuted on February 20th, 2020. So 2/20/2020. So they're in a lot of these videos, what they're doing is showing, without saying, in a show don't tell way in a timeline, Vince McMahon is somehow tied to the Kennedys. Obviously, Vincent Kennedy McMahon, highly influential, and that there has been a long-term game of using WWE as a CIA American psyop to invade countries, do what they need to do, push whatever agenda through the deep state, post 9/11. Even, and then they go back and they show the setup from JFK meeting with the Saudis. They show Michael Cole in a show don't tell way that makes Michael Cole look like a very embedded CIA staffer. That's how he got his job. They do the same thing with Lacey Evans and kind of toeing the line as well. But it edits these in a brilliant timeline and really shows tons and tons and tons of clips from the news that's been forgotten about, and WWE stuff in the exact timeline and how it toes the line. And some of the scripts, when you look back at them, have a much deeper double meaning when you listen to them through Vince's Kennedy-obsessed voice. And is he part of this Kennedy Jr. conspiracy and helping get payback for that through Trump? It's like him and Trump cut a deal that we're going to toe the line for the Kennedy family and that they're Kennedy obsessed and whatnot. Now, all that being said, I suggest you go and watch these videos for yourself. They're very interesting. As far as crossover from what we do, the editing is so high quality and so much in a timeline that it's astounding. Stevie, I'm going to kick it over to you and let you talk about what you said is the big uh-huh and why this smells like an op.
Well, I got an email from this guy who said you should check out these videos. And he goes, you don't have to even reply to the email, and I know it's kind of touchy, but he goes, the question I have as you look at this channel and watch these videos is, how are these videos not being pulled or his channel not taken down? Because there's so much copyrighted content being used, not only from the news, but especially from WWE. So I went and took a look at one video in particular, just the first one I clicked on. And I'm like, well, maybe it's just like 10 seconds here, 10 seconds. You know, they're trying to, they know the limit that you can do before you get a strike or have to get taken down. I saw a lot of 90-second, two-minute video. I saw a lot of stuff that was official WWE stuff. And I have to say, The presentation on this does scream, like, it reminds me of the Al Qaeda training videos with the monkey bars in the desert and training it with the obstacle course. And the editing skill of this person is not just somebody plugging in the iMovie and adding like a filter and let some transitions. This is like full on like DaVinci Resolve with Fusion and other colored effects and things. There's time put in these videos. It's a lot of hours. It's really quite professional. And this has no contact, like contact me about me or
nothing.
It's just these videos, right, Ben? There's nothing
on the website. It says celebrating 40 years and it shows 2/21/1980 to 2/21/2020. What does that mean? You know, we're you know, as far as when
Vincent Senior too. Senior had WWF at that time, and Junior, maybe Junior was starting to make his moves because 2/21/1980 has no significance in the pro wrestling world.
No. Well, it does in what is it, Gematria?
Oh, wait a minute. But that was right after Reagan got inaugurated in 80.
Yeah.
Did he get shot in February? When did he get shot? It was after that, though.
Yeah,
he was there for a few months. But that was when Reagan went into office, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it either. It's pretty fascinating.
I mean, it goes through everything from Kennedy in the 60s and the plans he wanted to lay down and some old family connections, and it really shows Vince's, like, diehard. Like, the way they tie it in, there's a lot of things like, okay, you're trying to do work here, but the fact that these aren't flagged, that they're using news clip upon news clip combined with WWE clip and getting away with it. And this channel only has about, it has 5,000 subscribers and about 18,000 views on these videos. Not a lot. To me, that feels like a piece that was put out pre-election that would, I think there was money put into these campaigns to say we need to neutralize wrestling fans and we need to neutralize Vince McMahon. And how are they going to do it? With smear campaigns uncovering and propaganda and conspiracy. And this was one of the things that is part of a black. This just smells like an op to me, especially when you watch these videos. Sal, what are you thinking about what you're hearing?
I have zero idea. I have absolutely, like, I don't see this as a thing. I just don't. It's just not. It's not clicking for me. I'm just
right.
I
don't
buy any.
Of let me see. I'm not. I don't think I've watched it or not. But
there's just a lot of time put into this, and that in that vein, that's the interesting part. Whether it's government psyop or propaganda or not, this person is committed.
In a free and open society, and we are as a people. Inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
A new world order.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced.
There he is.
Christ. Oh, fuck. There's no credibility in this now. Stop it. All my royalties.
Crashed. Yeah. No, this shows the McMahon's house and the Kennedy compound, how close they are.
Wow.
Not buying it.
That clip was there. I didn't even know that.
You want to talk about a conspiracy? conspiracy theory. You want to talk about how we pulled all this together? And welcome to WrestleMania 3!
4-5. We're at Trump, so 4 and 5 for the gematria.
What, the numerology of that?
Yeah, numerology, yeah.
Opportunity where decent, law-abiding, respectful citizens could provide a better way of life for their families. Somewhere along the way, that land of opportunity has turned into a desert of despair. Because if our government won't do anything to help us, I know someone who will. Tonight, I believe this is the first public assembly of its size since the tragedy of Tuesday. We will live our lives in fear. And by God, the citizens of the United States are not afraid.
Rhino, politician, he's involved.
For we are a proud people, proud of who we are. Proud of our nation, and damn proud to be Americans.
How much more of this is there? Is there more of this? Because are we really putting this over? That's what we're doing?
And we will fight.
All right, we got a little bit left. Right.
We will fight for our families. We will fight for our rights, and we will fight for our great nation.
You should have been in the locker room September 13th when I said, well, wait a minute, that one building wasn't hit by a plane. They were all over me. It was great.
Plaja nailed it. This sounds straight out of a fucking guys. Russian vids bullshit video.
Dude, but like, that's a small one. There's other ones that – here's what I love in that. He puts together great soundtrack with like the video editing.
Sure, phenomenal. What's cool?
That smells like an op to me. I don't care if like if it's real or not, or if it is. Doesn't that set your antenna off a little bit?
No, and it means the guy was talented.
There's 14 of them, and dude, they tell a greater story overall. That's just the short one I wanted to play that was more wrestling. There's ones that do the whole war timeline that go back from JFK assassination all the way to present day and show how they were plugged in and all
allow
that.
Allow me to say this just for yeah,
please.
We've been in lockdown. We've been sequestered to our houses. People with video talent. Did you ever see the Asian dude
who worked for last
he
year.
Worked for some kind 20. Of crazy bullshit and he made his kid look like he flew out the window when he opened the window. The kid zipped out the window. But it turned out the guy was a Disney animator, but he was stuck in the house and bored, so he made this amazing fucking video. The guy who did this was I have zero to say about the editing of that video. It was very cool, very smooth, very professional. We've been stuck inside. People, you can do that in a weekend. A guy could put that shit together. He could have mapped that out, put it all together, and put it out there. Leave the little crumb, and now it's caught up. I watching it, it's cool. It's fun to watch, and it was like, all right. And if anything, it gave some nostalgia. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. All right, cool. Okay, cool. And then when he showed Steve, we'll kind of glance over that.
But I didn't know where my payoff went on that whole thing.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like, it's cool, but it doesn't register as anything real. It was fun.
This is the same gimmick as JFK Jr. being alive and QAnon.
Oh, it's all in there, bro. All of it's in there. In the ones. That's why I want you guys to watch.
Keep it in your pants. Don't get excited. Listen, I think we have a good.
Oak Island.
I was getting there. You just stole my thunder. I think we have a greater chance of finding something on Oak Island than this actually being legit.
We do find stuff every week on
Oak. No. I mean, like, legit holy grail treasure, not that fucking coconut fiber.
From the dead hookers that are buried there. This video, Stevie was our coconut fiber.
He was our coconut fiber. Stevie, tell us the truth.
It was me. It was me all along.
Look, I wouldn't.
I've been waiting 20 years to subvert you guys and Billy Ray and Vince Russo. Only to go back at the Royal Rumble and the shirt and tie. I look forward to my new crew cut coming in at the end of December.
Lois, you're true.
I look good in a shirt and tie too.
The only way I'll get into go into Royal Rumble is after three Trulies. I will be severely inebriated in the Royal Rumble this year.
We do have some other classic footage coming in that
I will tell the people in the empty stands to shut the hell up.
How about when my video, when our video of that gets demonetized on YouTube, but theirs won't be. Here's another great one that just came in.
Logue, let's try and find out what the heck's going on here. Broadway Danny Wolf, you're in a tough spot.
Definitely a tough spot. And if Logue, I can ask you, who are these guys? Are they your bodyguards?
Actually, that looks like a guy that wouldn't talk to me in the ECW locker room.
Yeah, that's made some big fans among the wrestlers of the
ECW. Axel wouldn't talk to you?
So, as a courtesy to our network brethren,
I've got it broke my arm three times.
Match with me from down track level.
Well, Axel Rotten, I know you. I mean, you're one of the craziest psycho hardcore wrestlers there ever was. Who are these other
ECW? Fucking Hedo trying to get over.
What show is it? Oh, Rollerball.
Because ECW's in the house. We're talking the greatest technical wrestler, Little Guido, the best big man in the business, Big Show, one of the toughest son of a guns I've ever met. The skull's here. I got the judge and the best referee. And you know me, I'm a hardcore chair-swinging freak, and we're here to take care of business. Nothing's going to get out of line because ECW's in the house to take care of business.
Is that Goldberg?
Goldberg.
Paul closed it down.
What's that?
Is this after Paul told you guys he was out there for the TV deal, and or was that before that?
No, that was Florida.
Oh, okay, but yeah, the Rollerball movie, I meant. Oh, the movie.
Oh, yeah, no, that was in Florida.
Oh. Well, listen, I just want to say something to El Plaja when he does clip this show tonight. Don't put the part where I use the R word and I call people retards. Don't put that in there. If you do, I'll find you and I'll kill you.
I was on Wrestling with Tragedy early this morning, by the way, and Angel told me a very interesting fact.
What?
Big Vito has an OnlyFans.
Good fucking God.
Really?
Yes, he gives fitness and nutrition advice on OnlyFans.
Right. So it's just fitness and nutrition advice. Okay.
That's what you guys said.
Seriously, you've turned this into a fucking porn for Justin French now. Hope you're happy.
I'm not happy.
This is your fault.
I like the Spongo one.
Stevie, anything else you want to put over on that 4VKM? I thought
I had no idea I was in it. I had no idea I was even in that.
You know, I think
it can we really talk about something good? Like the
Second, I'm gonna bring it up. I think a man with a real Kennedy connection in this rich boys club doing what they want to do. And there are covert things, you know, as I've watched these other videos that overlay that gotta be Operation Mockingbird. And I don't really care about the videos. I don't need to put it over of like what it is. This web project and that being out there without getting flagged, something deep state is tied to that.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I know the inside track on this. Rip Rogers is the CIA operative.
Is he?
That goes in from country to country, not being known, disguised as a cameraman.
I think you know him by his...
Listen.
He's the only cameraman telling everybody they're the shits.
You're the fuck off, you fucking retards. I'll do it. Look,
it's not far-fetched that if the CIA infiltrated WWE and put a couple plants in that when they do go into a country,
They can use that as a way to get into the country. It's been done a million times.
With other sports teams, with movies. It's been done. Okay, so it could very well be the case. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. It's fucking wrestling. It's WWE. If they use it to help benefit the country, hopefully. No,
that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this YouTube channel and this 4VKM is a CIA op.
Oh, probably. You're probably right.
I want to give you a comparison. I do the morning warm-up show, which has been flagged multiple times, demonetized, limited ads, because I talk about sensitive content, tragedy, even though it's the most tragic podcast, I guess, out there, but they're flagging mine each and every day just because there might be a word here or there. The algorithm is sensitive, especially post-election. And then a greedy company like WWE is not talking to YouTube saying, take down any videos that are using our content or promos, footage of our matches, tribute to the troops, any of these other things. This has all that. That's the only thing that, like, this guy was pretty cool when he emailed me, and he didn't say, this is 100% true, and this is a psyop, and you're in the video. And he said, why are they allowing this copyrighted material to constantly be up there? That's very interesting. That's the only thing you should look at. Why are they allowing stuff that should be flagged and taken down up there and Absolutely. Be able to be viewed?
Because it makes Vince McMahon and the WWE look very patriotic. And it's good publicity. Well,
I don't know
them.
About that. It looks
that, bro. Like even the news clips. I'll watch it.
I'm gonna go and watch it.
It's not that. I'm talking about back end YouTube and being a video uploader and manager. As soon as one of my videos goes live and gets monetized, bing. It's not even a half a second. This video needs to be checked for review. You have to go through and check the boxes, all that shit, resubmit it to see if it'll even be made for AdSense. If I was to submit this video right now, just based on using that clip alone of theirs, we're going to not be monetized in some, it's going to be blocked in some countries. There's no way that video would exist without some deep state put over of allowing it through the YouTube channel in that. There's a big psyop that's tied.
Okay, so what's the payoff for the psyop? What's the end game to all this?
To neutralize Vince McMahon, as they were worried. Here's the thing. They're so worried about Trump. So as a strategy back a year ago this time, they're trying to say, how do we make sure this small demographic of wrestling fans is not tapped into to be the tipping point? So a propaganda campaign is made based on whatever they wanted to come up with. And I think this is what they spent some of that money on to create.
All right. I'll buy it for $1.
It's just some interesting propaganda and some things that don't make sense in what I know about digital management equals somebody sitting at Quantico making this shit and our tax dollars are paying for it.
Sal, yeah. Can I borrow $1?
Get it from Stevie. He got paid off for the video.
All right.
Big money. You didn't get any of that rollerball money, Sal?
what was the other show? There was another show we did out down there.
I would have loved to seen you on roller skates, just fucking.
No, this was the fucked up part. The big black dude Hawk. He was like their big man.
Yeah,
and he was on skates, and he was still shorter than me. And I'm like, because on TV, this dude looked huge. Like, this dude looked jacked. And then I got there. I was like, oh, my man's on skates and he's still short. I'm like, what the
fuck? Does Wrecking Ball know who Hawk is?
Probably.
Yeah, right.
Wrecking Ball's probably like, oh, this guy's on rollerball. I remember him. He's over.
I mean, let me ask you a question, Sal. When you look back at that segment on rollerball, yes. is it like cringe now today? Like, when you're being put, you know, it's just like so like. It really is like stereotyped wrestling promo by but Axel.
The whole point of it was, my whole point of going out was, we weren't supposed to say anything. We were supposed to be very well behaved. Axel was going to do all the talking. And all I kept telling Guido was, wait, I'm going to grab the mic. And he was so afraid.
Yeah, I can't do that. Can't do that.
He was so afraid that I was going to fucking pipe bomb the show, a pre-recorded show. I was going to do it. He was so, he's like, don't. I'm like, no, watch.
I don't understand why Vito think I heard Vito. God, none of you thinks that I was like his biggest detractor and the person that cost him every opportunity in the business. Cause I remember just in the trailer at TNA, I'm just standing there and he goes, don't you bury me to Jeff Jarrett. Don't you, I know you're going to bury me to Jeff Jarrett. Don't you fucking bury me. No, I need this job. And I'm like, I'm just standing here. I just put my bag down. I know what you're trying to do. I broke my arm three times.
That's what you get. You keep fucking with him.
Yeah. I did try to get him fired from Jeff Jarrett.
It was you all along, Stevie.
It was me all along.
That's how they work.
That video just proves it.
Oh, shit.
So, Ben, I have a question to ask you.
Please.
What are your thoughts on this monolithic, what was it called, obelisk?
It's a monolith.
Yeah, there you go. My monolith, yeah, obelisk. Yeah,
is it called an obelisk? Is that my right? Or, yes, or am I having another Muffle Sparks moment?
No, you're not.
Monolithic is a good word.
Okay.
That'd be your good Wu-Tang name, the monolithic obelisk.
Yeah, the obelisk is a
monument, isn't it? Isn't that an obelisk?
The monolithic toboggan, one of those. yeah, the monolithic obelisk in Utah. I believe Red Rocks, is that where it was? Utah is
looks like it's on Mars
location.
So, this was quick to the Stooge Report across the. Conspiracy realm of channels. I'm sure you guys have all seen it. It came raining in from all angles on Twitter to us. This in the middle of deep in the desert, helicopters flying over doing rounds and sees a shiny object. They supposedly put the helicopter down, go check it out, and there is this very alien looking obelisk embedded into the red stone there. They go up and check it out, and it's not very long before the helicopter pilot is on, you know, some pretty underground channels on YouTube. And he pretty much stooges it off, and now other people have been there already to check it out. And the report is kind of the same. Yeah, from far away, does it look sexy, polished, like alien steel of what we want to believe from Roswell or what have you? Absolutely.
When you get screws on it, though.
When you get up close to it, they say it was riveted.
Yeah.
That inside it's hollow and that they can see in the ground, even though they want it to look embedded. They tried their best, but there's evidence of, you know, just a regular rip saw with a stone blade on it to get it embedded into there. You know, didn't quite have. Once you make the cut, you can't put stone back in. That's a problem with cutting stone. You get it right and you go up short and do a little bit, or you go too far and it's fucked. So, again, another Banksy piece, but here it is. It's a work. You're not just going to have a helicopter flying over and making that. Somebody took it out there to assemble it. The part we're not hearing is somebody stooged it off to make this a little buzzword story of the day. And off we went that way. You know, I don't feel like it's a Georgia Guidestones type thing. And I don't feel I think it's supposed to invoke 2001 Space Odyssey, but I don't believe.
You read all the comments and the first one, what we sent out to each other, all the comments were cool. Now we're going to learn space flight. Cool. I hope now we get intelligence. Cool. You know, like when people send it to me, it just smacks of, they were out so far in a helicopter on such a remote, far out region that they found this thing that they won't even disclose its location. But now you had a guy doing what, surveying? Nope, he wasn't surveying. They didn't say he was doing surveying. He was just out there. So it doesn't make sense. It's so remote that you just happen to have a helicopter pilot out there going through. And again, how is that?
It's not remote, though, because there's a guy I know, Diesel Dave, who stood on top of it and took a picture and posted it up on Instagram.
Diesel Dave?
But now, but that's
Diesel Brothers. It's on a show. They use Force USA equipment, so I follow their stuff.
I mean, you are blocking over to it to get the first vanity metrics, but to me, this feels like a completely concocted stunt.
Yeah,
from the way it leaked out to, it's not some guy found it, and I think that those helicopter dudes are in on it.
I think here's my point: is there some sort of sequel to 2001 coming out? Is this some kind of
they would have put out a better prop
for that? Yeah, I think you're spot on with that, Stevie. I don't know.
Put out a way better prop, dude.
No, I mean it's 2020. What are you going to get? You don't have to put too much forward to get people excited right now about a movie coming out. Yeah, it's a 6G tower. That makes sense too. Now, people are really excited about it. People want to believe so much, but they don't look at the Pentagon footage of two different events of actual UFOs outrunning jets at like Mach 3. That's not exciting, but this, you know what I mean? People want it to look like some kind of movie discovery, not the actual, here's this black and white footage of a tic-tac UFO. We got, you know, they want it to be somebody comes down on the White House lawn and wants to meet the leader. But it's okay. He won't remember 10 minutes from now if he met them anyway.
Yeah. Muffle Sparks, what do you think on this one?
I don't know, man. I was like, oh, it's a work. But then what's the payoff? Just a little fame, a little publicity for what? Where it has to lead to something. I think so, Stevie may be onto something.
Banksy or yeah.
Yes, that's exactly. I'm with you on that, Ben, 100%. I think it's an artist who at some point within the next few months, something else will pop out.
Could very well be. I mean, the fact that it doesn't, I mean, look, the terrain that it was all in looked like Mars. Now, maybe they didn't disclose the location because if people go there, they start to see the background and say, hey, this looks like the Mars pictures. And they realize, shit, we've never been to Mars. You know what I mean? Who knows?
Well, that's where Kirk fought the Gorn, right? Wasn't that the same spot?
I don't know what that is.
Speaking of Murder Hawk, Lance Archer, Murder Hawk from AEW on the Academy Star Trek podcast this week, you guys. So big guess.
Murder Hawk or Danger Hawk?
Murder Hawk is his name over there, I believe, Lance Archer. And a huge guest on the NFO podcast last week. You guys are all killing it. And Chuck died on Horror Junkyard.
Well, he died last week.
To be fair, Chuck died last week. Sal's died like four times, according to Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's true.
And he was on Rollerball. And you talk about this 4K VKM nonsense. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. The greatest movie of all time, FDR, American Badass. What a great film. Thank you, Sal.
You guys are more than welcome. It was one of my favorite documentaries ever.
Dude, I popped huge from start to finish.
Steve is so lit. Look at him. He has no idea what's happening.
Bro, baby.
I hear you. I'm just
did you and your wife not like it, Stevie?
Oh, it was. You know what? I got a bunch of pictures and videos and stuff that I just play over and over again. Where my wife went out. This is my favorite one right here. I'm going to hold on a second. Plug this in. I know what I'm doing. All right. This is for some reason I missed the part with the general who explained that. Hey, I wish I was here to tell you how a hot dog eating contest went. I can't even get it out. It's crazy. I favored it. Oh,
Justin French, nobody needs to watch that.
Here. Ready?
Come here. Come here. A little closer. Yes,
sir. It makes absolutely no sense. Hey, and then there's this one.
Check it out. There's a hot dog vendor. You want to? You hungry?
Hey, FDR! This is for you, Roosevelt! Yeah!
Well, it makes complete sense because.
Yo, fucker!
Yes! Oh, shit. Yeah. See, that makes complete sense because he used to like getting the mustard and the ketchup poured on his non-working baby legs. And they used to get him off. He used to get off to it.
The only part And my wife just texted me and said I'm so drunk, but I'm not. I'm just a little buzzed. So I need to. It's 2020.
Fuck yeah.
But I'm telling you, dude, we were watching it, and she's just like, what is this? What is it? I never watched any of it. And then the dude just starts, he takes out the vase and starts like going to the bathroom.
Shitting in the vase. Yeah.
But twice, like in the middle of a hotel lobby.
And they keep saying, that's pretty fucked up.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
it's a great movie. Those guys, Russ Patterson, all those dudes, all the guys that work over there, the Black Rifle Coffee dudes, all those guys are fucking hysterical.
Now, are these guys that we can get somehow to be on the podcast and talk about?
Be honest, they're fucking over. Like, these guys are – they bang supermodels and fucking fly all over because they can.
And yeah, a lot of those actors are in a lot of different – they're not B actors. They're in a lot of different TV shows, a lot of movies.
But yes,
you just don't remember their names, but you know you say, oh, I seen them here, I seen them
Russ
here.
Russ Patterson, all those dudes. If you reached out to them and sent them some beach pictures, we could probably get them on.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough. I'll work on that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Chainsaw has a connection since she's an agent.
Yeah. Well, then they would automatically cancel.
Give Chainsaw a call. Oh, man. Next week, we'll talk a little bit about.
By the way, I want to put over the fact that people don't think that the movie has any kind of credibility. The fact that the Nazis, the Italians, and the Japanese are werewolves. We'll put it over the top.
Mussolini was the best.
That's a pretty bitch move.
That's Mussolini. A bitch move.
Fuck you guys. Mussolini out.
Dougie Mac with Einstein.
Dougie Mac is fucking awesome.
And the Japanese guy. Right. No one drinks sake.
Don't send us this pussy shit again. That movie was fucking
Wait,
amazing.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I know, Ben, you're waiting at the end of the show. I'm just going to say, like, I sent to my wife. I actually sent my wife this picture.
Dude, I popped huge for Mussolini, bro. Like, that actor is over with me, huge, because I love every time he plays it. But I popped because he's like, you know, it was just so spot on.
Ben, have you watched
Fuck you guys.
Oh God! This has to be.
You gotta watch this, man. This is great. It's free on YouTube. You don't even have to hack it. It's dope.
It's literally like you'll be saying to yourself, "What the fuck?" In a good way. Like every 3 minutes, like what? Like the whole thing. Like, why did FDR try to choke out the general? Like, what? Is
Because he made fun of the fucking mustard and ketchup fetish. Come here.
But if you back it up a little bit, I know we can talk forever about this movie. If you back it up a little bit, he says that, and FDR goes, what the fuck did you say?
Yes.
What the fuck did you just say?
He went real New York Street on him. Like real Queens. Like, what the fuck you say, motherfucker?
It was great.
Oh, for fuck's sake, someone. Keep it.
So that's the only, so that makes everything that's going on in the world just a little bit easier.
I ask that you guys check out the 4 VKM videos and let us know what you think, because I want to check in with these guys next week after they watch a couple of them, and I'll watch FDR versus Asian
American Badass.
And we'll swap stories and recipes. I'll be up tomorrow to do the Friday locker room kayfabe. I'm not going to ask Stevie to do it on Thanksgiving.
I'll be there. I'll be up.
You sure? Be hungover. He'll be hungover like it's not
1999.
All right. I didn't want you to work on Thanksgiving, dude. But if you want to, I'll send the link. We'll have a good time. Like we did today on the front page of twitch.tv on the sports page with Russo Brand. Free month of Russo Brand coming up, you guys. So if you're not a subscriber, you're going to get a whole month to check it out and all the shows that we got going on over there as well. Fun time busting chops today. I'm glad to see my brother smile after he was so hardcore coming on the air. If we can end on a high note, then I'm always excited about that. I'm very thankful to be one of four very select individuals to have found each other to be able to trade laughs, gaffes, and truths with an audience who's interested in seeing that, man. So I just wanted to put that over. Don't let those moments go by tomorrow. If you have a chance to see somebody, don't take the time out to make it a bad moment. Everybody's hurting right now to some degree. So you know that no matter what the politics are, try and make a moment tomorrow that you can take out of it for a positive thing for the rest of the time that we're locked down here. I guess if that makes sense. Sally, horror junk right after this, buddy.
Yeah, I think we're going to do some Tekken where I get to fucking – Chuck was just resurrected, and I get to bury him again and beat the fuck out of him in Tekken. So we're going to do that.
Who's he using in Tekken?
Kuma, the fucking bear, the cheap-ass mm-hmm. bear.
Mm-hmm.
I got to use Capoeira Eddie and get on and get my shit in. So you know how it works.
I'd fucking mop the floor.
Well, we call that the fucking smooth brains in the room, too. Any of them humps want to jump in, we can fucking go, but – we know how they get all timid and they're like, so they don't ever fucking do anything.
Twitch.tv/horror junkyard right after this, you guys. One of our great affiliate platforms to do everything gaming wise, horror and, B, C, D level horror.
And we're going to do a little book review. We found some stuff interesting about the Satanic Panic of the 80s. It's a pretty comprehensive book, and it's pretty cool. We're going to do a whole episode on that whole era because it was fucked up, and we tons of material to cover. So it's going to be a little supplemental extra side stuff for since you got nothing else to do this weekend except fucking diddle your fucking bean and talk about, oh, I ate too much or I didn't get to see anybody. So I want to also offer out –
You could always call people retards and watch Rollerball if you wanted to as well.
You could do that. You definitely could do that. I didn't call anybody a retard.
No, I'm just saying. You wanted to.
But now
you can also watch Oak Island if you want.
Okay, I will.
It's going to be at least it'll be interesting. So I just want to kind of parrot a little bit of Ben's message and say thanks. Thank you to everybody. Thankful for you guys listening, for putting up with the shit, highs, lows. I want to thank everybody for doing what they do when they come out. All of us here, like you guys, especially you guys, put up with a lot of shit, for me. And I appreciate that. And I, three guys I've met, and I'm glad they have become my brothers in this. So thank you guys. I'm very thankful for you. The fans, not so much, but, you thought it was coming. You high five everybody. Come on. Fuck you.
Stevie, can you still feel your face or no, buddy?
No, I got a little tingle here and there. I'm good though. I'll be fine. I was going to say you killed
balls.
You mirrored my morning wakey wakey show, as you call it, Ben, this morning, talking about be thankful and all this stuff. And this is definitely a rough time, rougher than most. The holidays on a normal year are scary for people mm-hmm. that are really hurting this year more than ever. It's something that you need to really pay attention to people that have less than you and really try to figure out how you can do even just a kind word or just a kind look to help them get through the day. 'Cause it could make the difference between someone living or making a decision they can never come back from. It's really terrible. And that's the thing that these people that have no empathy whatsoever may actually, they at the very least don't care about, but at the very most, they may get a fucking thrill out of it. And those are the people we're talking and trying to help people rise up against on either side. There's no sides. It's pretty much good people versus evil people. So let's not talk in terms of party or anything like that. There are evil people out there, and they need to be eventually, hopefully, sooner rather than later, brought to a point where they have to pay for their sins.
I'd like to see it all come crashing down as I
you get a couple more of these in me, I'll fucking go out there and do it right now.
That's why.
He won't do it.
He won't do it. We'll put it on Patreon.
He won't do it. Get out of here, bitch. I'll eat all your ice cream.
Buy my action figures on eBay.
You won't do it, clown.
I know Vince McMahon. We're taking over the world. GGB.
I'm going to email COB right now. Let's do it.
Notorious COB's in the house. But where are we going in a galaxy far, far away a long time ago?
Let's see. Just so you people know out there, we had two episodes last week. You people, the fans, the slick brains, the mouth breathers.
the cool guys that don't watch that shitty Star Trek and watch the cool Star Wars. We had two episodes last week. We broke it up into two episodes. The first half is with Steven Stanton. You may know him as the voice of General Moff Tarkin, Obi-Wan Kenobi. He's General or Admiral Raddus from why are you laughing?
Go ahead, man. Sorry.
Admiral Raddus on Rogue One and many other AR-5 on Rebels as well. He's had a plethora of voices that he's done in the Star Wars universe. Works for Lucasfilm. Very cool interview. Very cool guest. But then afterwards, we kind of went off the rails like we always do at the NFO. We kind of verbally abused all the snowflakes and soy boys and SJWs. So we didn't want to put heat onto Steven with the mouse that runs the house. So we broke it up into two episodes to play nice. And then last night we did another episode. Just a regular episode. It was really cool. Dove into the news. And this Friday is Mandomania, where we talk about the fifth episode of The Mandalorian. Last week we talked about Carl Weathers' directorial debut in one of the most epic episodes of all time, and in my opinion, the most fun episode of Mandalorian of all time.
It was very cool, man. I mean, this season two definitely stands up already to season one, four or five episodes in, and that's just great gets all the way around. Top names coming to find common ground in the universe, man, whatever bar on whatever solar system we're on at this time. So I like how they repaired the ship and all that kind of shit in the last episode. I liked all that, man. It was very, very cool. And I know that it's just everything's growing on every channel, from the South Park stuff, Suck My Balls episodes, to the New Force Order, to the Horror Junkyard, to the Academy podcast. Hameen Media Group is growing at a rate that's almost too much right now.
Sorry to cut you off, but shout out to John Enright. Happy birthday, you fat bastard.
Absolutely. Cage Theory. Want to say thanks to John Hartnett as well, and Blake Troop having a big year as well, man. Everybody just leveling up. Rick Vickery got a new gig at the racetrack he works at as an announcer. Matt's moved to Denver, and man, everyone's just kicking ass, and that's what I'm really thankful for, is the steady progress and to see everybody becoming better men because of this community we built together, man. And I want to also say right now is the best time to go to prowrestlingtees.com/GreekGodPopIton/SEG shirts/StevieRichards/BenHameen. I saw a lot of sales. I felt like I was a young buck. I got so many sales the other day. So I appreciate you guys getting that new Culture Vulture shirt, but you can get official Conspiracy Horseman gear at all of our stores. So pick your favorite horseman or your least favorite horseman and buy it from their store. I don't give a shit.
That'll learn them.
There's plenty of great designs by our own Greg Mosier, by Eric Kent, by Sal and GGP themselves, two extremely talented artists. So that's the best way you can support us and Pro Wrestling Tees, a small individually owned business. And we appreciate all those sales for Black Friday, you guys.
Real quick, I just want to say I'm thankful for you three guys. You guys are awesome, and I'm glad that we're together. And the fans, they can go fuck themselves. I don't care about them. But but you guys are aces in my books, dude. And yeah. That we didn't touch base on it tonight, but those videos that you sent about AOC being an actor, good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I caught the first one, not the second one. That came from Strangler Steve, too. So I also got a crazy story where Queen Victoria's wet nurse ended up murdering all of her children.
Right?
Well, we'll touch on that next week.
Well, it's full.
They'll still be dead. So, y'all infidels, eat your turkey, put that pie in your mouth, then get your fat ass off the couch and do some Stevie Richards fitness and drink some White Claws. The Conspiracy Horseman commanded. Y'all.
next on the bill.